Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Elizabeth, and, got it, Elizabeth.
Okay, thanks, Ron. Welcome, everybody, and thanks for joining us tonight on the Healing Highway. We're so glad you could be with us, and I'd like to welcome all the new listeners as well as our regular listeners on this wonderful live program tonight. We'll be with you for the next hour, and today is Monday, July 21st, 2014. So we'll be taking your questions and answers, and you can send those to our email address, which is clsquestions@yahoo.com. And you can also type them in, if they're short, on to our wonderful user-friendly fast chat. And you can find out more information about Ron and his healings and all of the healing work that the Creation Lightship does with us at Ron's website, which is creationlightship.com. And you can also probably, if you listen regularly, you know Ron usually does this at the beginning of the show, where we bring the light being into activation. Ron charges the light being with peace energy for you and your space, and you can find that on creationlightship.com, that image of the face over on the right, and you can also find it on our bbsradio.com Station 1 homepage, which is where we are tonight. So it's great to be back, and would love to just delve into the show with you, Ron, and start reading all these listener questions and testimonials. And I'll turn it over to you. Maybe we can do a sample clearing before we charge the light being, or before you charge the light being, and then maybe we could do some other sample clearings for everybody tonight.
Sounds great. So let's see here. Let's look at today's Monday. We normally clear the weekend for people. So if you had any situations, dramas, or traumas, things going on in your life that you got attached to, got that awful phone call and felt slimed afterwards, didn't know what was going on. Maybe you saw a shapeshifter walking in front of you and they were looking at you kind of strangely and you go, uh-oh, they got me. Something like that, or you just happened to hear something on the news that pushed your buttons. So just think of one of those situations and only clear one at a time here. So think of one of them that you got involved with that connected to you, and we'll just take away the energy. To do so, I'll just count to five to release the energy from you. You must think of something in order to have the light work with you to release it. So here we go. Think of your one particular situation. I'm going to release it now. One, two, three, four, five. There. It should be away from you. Look at it and revisit it. You're going to just see same scene, probably in technicolor, but the sting, the charge, the aggravation or whatever should be pretty much completely released from that, if not all of it. So let's energize the light beam now. So bring the light beam up on your monitor screen. Get it on the Creation Lightship homepage or BBS here. And we'll energize that, bringing in peace energy into your room. Here we go. So I'll use the word stronger. And I have to say something in order to command the energy. That's why I do that. Sometimes I just use the alphabet. That works out too. So I'll do the alphabet this time. So here we go. Energizing the light beam. So A, B, C, D, E, F, G. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. And A, B, C, D, E, F, G. If you're looking at it, it should normally become more three-dimensional. And if you move your head back and forth a little bit from the screen, I'd actually watch the eyes kind of watching you, as it is a conscious being, a light being, a source energy in that picture. Feeling peace inside of you, around you, and we'll bring it into your room now. So here we go, peace energy into your room. So I'll use the word stronger. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And normally when the peace energy comes in, if you have any entities hanging in your room, aliens or whatever, they will normally disappear. What we'll do now is a clearing. This will be the alien into light clearing. That's on the website off and on. I need to have requests for that from people. But if you do have aliens listening right now, and they have no way to get out of their trap of being controlled by other aliens, some help and assistance will just take them out of here right now for you. So here we go. Chance to leave. They'll go into quarantine into light. So here we go. One, two, and you might feel your room actually change. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One more time. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, so back to you, Elizabeth.
Wow, that's awesome, Ron. And I'm definitely feeling that peace energy. And if you would like to also type in what you're feeling, you can do so on the fast chat. And the light being image is basically what you will see when you log into any one of the, I think there's over 500 healings that Ron offers on creationlightship.com. And I know that seems like a lot, but chances are you don't need all of those healings. They're just there because people at some point have needed assistance clearing a specific issue, or Ron has been asked to clear these things from different people who've written to him or contacted him because they're having issues. So the first clearing you would want to do is your whole lifetime emotional clearing, and that you can find over on the left in the recommended section. And there are also, I think, Ron, you just mentioned it, a lot of free samples that you can do, and they're great to play with because you can just sort of do them whenever you want, and depending on what issue you have, it's a weather issue, the gray skies is really effective. You can do the alien tracking barcode removal, and there's, I think, six or seven newer alien clearings that you can do. And I just like to remind everybody about that because they are really effective even though they're free. And then you can really get into doing these other divine heart-based healings. And the thing is, too, I just wanted to mention, Ron, it's a very effective web-based healing that keeps you in the moment, where I think a lot of other types of healing focus on the future, or I guess even religion, like you're always focusing on the afterlife, or you're not really in the moment. So this type of healing doesn't give anything to you. It doesn't manipulate you. It's just clearing away these kind of stuck energies that you are kind of like surrounded by in order for you to basically get in touch with your spirit energy and take that away from you. So it's not giving you anything. It's not, you know, telling you anything. And Ron will often say, like, the light will never talk to you, will never tell you what to do. It always sees you as perfect. So you have to tell it what you want it to do. And that's kind of what Ron says when he says you have to think of something. So because, you know, all of your thoughts are in darkness. So if you'd like to learn more, definitely check out the questions and answers document. We have Wikipedia, YouTube. It's really a great way to sort of help prepare for the ascension and also experience life, living in the moment, and creativity. So it's a great resource for all of us. And I know, Ron, there have been a lot of things going on lately, and I think people are sort of, hopefully you're not tuning in if you listen to the show, you don't watch the news or tune into any of the, you know, issues that are going on in the media right now, but if you have seen that, I'm wondering if we could maybe do a free sample media courting release for everybody. Maybe some people saw disturbing news over the weekend and we could help release that.
Sure. So what probably comes to mind, I would guess, would be the airplane that went down a few days ago, I guess. And that could bring up an issue for people. Maybe you have a fear of flying, and that fear has always been with you. Now this happened, and it kind of validates your fear. And now you got pushed into the timeline of that. Remember, all these are timelines. And once you understand timelines, you know that you don't want to be on anything out there that's timelines except for being in the moment. So source energy works in the present moment. And you could say that's like being in the now. There's two different now energies, but basically the one that you're connected to when you get off of the alien created timeline, then you're going to be on one of their timelines. Let me rephrase that. It gets a little different here. So you're on one master timeline, we'll say. Okay, that's what you're living here. Unless you get taken out and they put you on another timeline and you think that you're living there also and you have your consciousness there. So to make it simpler for you, where you are right now and what you see out of your eyes, that would be their master timeline that they put you onto. We talked about being abducted every 10 minutes, but they still put you back on this timeline. Problem is, you're on maybe 1,000 timelines that you don't relate to or know nothing about. And that could be all of your illnesses and stuff going on in your life. When you get off of those timelines and you're just on this timeline, and then you choose to take this timeline and making it into the now, which stops that timeline from being generated, then you're in peace. Hopefully that kind of makes sense to all of you. So you don't want to be out on any timelines. Timelines could be your parallel life. So a timeline is your parallel life or lives. And if you're dealing with some issue where it makes you more emotional, then you're going to be put onto more timelines because they're getting more energy from you. The aliens are, or you call them if that alien word shocks you too much, just, call it the unwanted universal traveler, the Utes. So these Utes are out there, and you become prey to them, and they create food on the hook, and you bite the hook to get the food, so they got you on their line. That's all abduction stuff. And so abduction stuff, everybody is taken out, being abducted every 10 minutes, and through that 10 minutes of time, as you're replicated on maybe thousands of timelines, not even knowing it, and they're getting your energy from your spirit and doing things to your body, or you're just living a life having situations going on, but you know nothing about that. But all that energy that you know nothing about can be, more than likely is, copy and pasted into this reality right here. And so another way of saying that, we'll just talk about babies, for instance. I'd be going sideways a little bit here, but if you watch babies and the mother's holding the baby and the baby's maybe giggling and smiling or sleeping, and all of a sudden the baby starts jerking and wiggling its feet and its hands, having a temper tantrum, we'll call it. Well, that's because it's under attack by the aliens. They're trying to more than likely put pins in the bottom of their feet. And that happens to people that are not babies. You're laying in bed at night. All of a sudden you get a pinprick, or you think your feet's going to sleep or something. You jerk. Right away you go, aha. If you have that consciousness, you've heard a bunch of our programs, you know that they're after you. They're trying to tap into your meridians. So what do you do about that? You can put a clearing up on the website, one of the free ones, more than likely. Maybe you could read out those free clearings for people. The main thing is to be in the now. So you want to get off of those timelines. So like if you have, let's just say that you have a bladder condition, right? And you start to go to bed at night and you go, well, I'm going to be up in 2 hours, going to the restroom. And I wish that didn't happen to me. Well, maybe they brought that into you on all of these other timelines. Maybe your bladder's fine here, but you're not the real you. So you do maybe 1,000 timeline crashes to get rid of your bladder condition, and you have to type in that. And all of a sudden you go, wow, I can sleep the whole night now. Well, they were getting mileage off you. Maybe they wanted to stub your toe on the way to the bathroom on these timelines or something, or run into the door or do different things, or who knows what they could have you do. But that's what happens, and that's copy and pasted here. Or you wake up in the morning, you go, God, how did I get this lump on my head? You know, I don't remember hitting anything. Well, that was that door jam you ran into on one of those parallel lives. You go, but you don't know that. You go, wow, what happened here, you know? So anyway, you want to read off those free clearings? Can you bring them up?
Yeah, Ron.
Out of the website.
I sure can. And also, well, I'll read them off, then I just wanted to add something to what you just said. It's very interesting. But the free sample clearings, or healings, excuse me, are on creationlightship.com. They are on the left side of the page in a drop-down menu. And they are Be Here in the Now, Satellite Timeline Crash, Earth Protect Timeline Crash, Gray Skies Timeline Crash, 2,000-year Barcode Removal, Alien Head Implant Removal, Alien Oxygen Code Removal, Alien Tracking Barcode Removal, Alien Holographic Reality, Alien Remote Viewing, Alien Keyword Intercept, and Alien Mind Fog Removal. So we have one.
That's good. So the thing that...
That's a dozen free clearings that you can use.
Well, the one that, I think the second to the last one, the alien Mind keyword phone. Intercept. So you might go, what the heck's that?
Right.
So what do you do when somebody calls you? What do you say? Hello? Well, they use those keywords to attach to you. That's what that one's about. The gray sky is great if you have bad weather coming, or you see those ugly-looking alien faces looking down upon you from the clouds. You can put that one up and it'll change. Each one has its own way of dealing with it. Maybe you feel kind of like foggy someday and you go, man, I just don't have it going, you know. I felt great until an hour ago. I feel a little dizzy or spaced out. Well, that could be those head connectors, because they're using your head connectors. And also you want to use that clearing with the satellites. So they're up there somewhere, beaming down on you, sending you these transmissions, numbing you out. So that's what that those two are for. You want to elaborate on a couple more there, Elizabeth?
Well, you know, Ron, I have had so much success with the gray skies and the 2,000-year barcode removal. I mean, those clearings are so powerful. And gray skies, I've put it on during a thunderstorm or, you know, a really cloudy day. And I have had instances where I've gone outside and there's like a break in the clouds right above my house. Or it'll be raining and I'll put gray skies on and the rain will stop within like 15 minutes. And I know other people have had these similar experiences. So if you have done gray skies recently, although our weather has been fantastic, I have to say, within the past couple of months. And the 2,000-year darkness, it's actually the 2,000-year barcode removal. I've done that clearing on myself and on others, and it has 22 steps, but it is so worth it. It's just such a great clearing. I have felt so much release from that. The 22 steps, they take about 5 minutes each. So, it is kind of an extensive clearing, but once you get going with it, you really get into it. So I guess it's just like, what would that be, like 110 minutes. So you can even break it up into like 2 hours of, you know, with breaks, and then do a spirit integration at the end of that. And I've not only myself, but other people that I've done it for have had really incredible openings and results in their lives. I highly recommend that one. I'm just wondering if anybody on the fast chat has done any of the free clearings and what they've had work for them. Somebody said in the fast chat they've done the oxygen one and they actually smelled a sweetness in the air afterward. That kind of reminds me the other night, Ron, when you brought us into the flower timeline. And I think it was on one of the shows last week. I haven't listened to the archive yet. But I actually smelled lilacs and roses. It was very interesting, and that's not an uncommon sensation. Probably when you're doing something related to oxygen or air or space clearing. And somebody else actually on the fast chat is saying, thank you, Ron, for the space clearing. My computer shut down all by itself today. So, and then somebody else did an organization clearing and felt a lot of release in their rib cage and back. They will continue probably because they've had several from many lifetimes. And I was going to say, too, earlier when you mentioned about the timeline about having to get up in the middle of the night to use the bathroom, it really struck me on how kind of devious these timelines are. And they can basically take different parts of your body onto the timeline and just be messing with that, like your feet or your hands or, like you said, your bladder. So I guess, would it be a fair thing to say that the clearing sort of help you to bring your body back into a state of wholeness?
Yeah, that would be correct. Yeah, I have worked with people. They'll call me up and they go, gee, Ron, I got my arm is hurting or something. And, you know, you first look at it. Do you have entities in your arm? The pain, work with the pain body, But what can happen is you can be out on a timeline of being experimented on and they're working with your arm. And whatever you do here doesn't seem to work until you deal with these energies on a timeline, get them off of you. So that's one way to look at it. When all else fails, you want to make sure you're not stuck in some underground or beyond medical facility.
Yeah.
Experimented with. And I think we had a beep out there.
Yeah, or a part of you isn't stuck there. So that would be good.
Yeah,
that would be a good thing to timeline crash. Okay, and I think I just did hear a beep, Ron. You are correct. Do we have somebody on the line?
Yes, hi. It's Claire in New Jersey.
Hey, how are you?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, Ron, I'm wondering if you can give me any idea of what I'm dealing with at this point and how to clear it up. Because with what started as one thing that was bothersome, and this is, was going to be cleared more than a year ago, this has emerged into the worst kind of attack you can imagine. And a lot of it, I've run so many clearings at this point, it's kind of down to some negative energy, I think, and, well, things pop in here and there, at least in the visuals, with my eyes closed, but it's still pouring stuff all over me, and there seems to be one shapeshifter or something. I've put it down in every possible form, but it's never been cleared. Can you see what's going on?
Yeah, I've had good luck recently. Yeah, what we'll do is let's see if this helps you. I did this on the call yesterday, on the 8-hour call. So let's do the black goo clearing, okay? So it could come through as a mist. Sometimes you actually physically see it here. Like a fog going across the road and it's black in color. So this is what I'll clear right now. I'll just call it the black goo clearing. So here we go. I'll do the counting here to release it. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, boy. A lot out there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So how does that feel, Claire?
Hard to say. This stuff. I've been running the sludge body and the slime body nonstop, and this stuff just it still gets in my eyes, my nose, my mouth, pouring all over my skin. I mean, I've been virtually bedridden now for a while, just doing clearings. It's gotten so I can't really even eat or function much at all. It's that bad, and I keep hoping and I keep doing them, but I don't know what to say. It's Is there anywhere I can put that, write that in on something? Or
yeah, if you...
It does. I do.
You have any ideas? You could probably...
I was thinking if you felt even like a minor release with that, I would do like maybe put in oil slick energy or black oil, or what did you call it, Ron? Black goo clearing. I would put that in.
Exactly. There are aliens that are living in the oil that we have here, you know, as they drill the oil up. But the black goo you may want to put it maybe next to your name if you're doing the sludge and slime clearing. And just
or the
put
special
next
clearing.
By that. And go through that and do it again
okay.
and see what happens. Do you have any relief at all from this?
I've run black oil on the Earth Protect in the past. But this I can see a grain that... Right.
Yeah, you want it on yourself,
okay.
not on the earth. You want it on yourself. So that
okay.
could help the earth
so
somewhat. But you want it on
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I would 100% focus on you, and I would even maybe try the
right.
special clearing and put that black goo in there and just, you know, crash it, timeline crash it, or, you know, whatever you can do to give yourself some relief from that.
Yeah, it does make my skin, especially like my forehead, oily. My skin's never been oily. So what about the place? I'm still riding in underground bases and every possible kind of space clearing. And I do write in on the, I run the orb, I do the orbs, and I put in, you know, like gray mist, because sometimes I can see like a gray mist or gray threads and stuff all through the air. And I do the oxygen clearing. I'm just running out of ideas what to do with it. I just what goo is the next.
Okay, what
anything
I'll do is
more,
ask
what people, about that?
I'll ask people listening what else you might be able to do. So maybe we could check the
what about
a couple of minutes here.
Yeah, I think if anybody has any suggestions, just type them into the fast chat and we can read them out.
Okay, what about that shapeshifter or whatever it is? There seems to be one or an entity that's pulling a large black rectangle that spews a lot of toxins from it. And I've been putting that down from the very beginning and it's still there.
Yeah, I'm looking here.
I think it's an entity, Ron, that you picked up once or said it was bouncing around the timeline on an entity call once.
Yeah.
It's still
okay, right now, as I look, it's on your timeline of that situation of 112. So you might just do a timeline crash for that black for that entity doing what you said. On timeline 112. Maybe that'll get rid of it.
112.
Right now, that's
okay,
where it is. So I'll get on and clear it right now. I got it frozen there
okay.
in that timeline.
Okay. I've been doing. Would anything on space time do anything for that?
Right now, that's what I see you should do.
112.
Yep, the 112 timeline.
Okay.
That's the number of the timeline that it's on.
And are my magnetic and twisted bodies okay? Because I did those clearings several times, but I wonder if they're knocked out.
How recently have you done them?
It's been a couple months. It's been a few months.
If you do the magnetic twisted body clearing, I do it. Since you're involved with all this stuff with what you're going through, I'd probably do it every 2 weeks minimum. And
okay.
for the other people,
okay,
I would do that clearing every once a month.
I do try to catch them on the archives, too, but in the meantime, to try to keep up. But I've just been, I'm swamped. I'm doing so many clearings, I don't know how many more I should add.
I don't know
That's
if this
all.
Is possible, Claire, but have you thought about moving where you sleep? like physically changing the location of your where you sleep at night, like it in a different room in your house, or even can you
do that? I've tried that in the past. I can't do it now. I've moved the bed a little bit. The bed moves anyway, and I'm still getting pricks in my feet. And I, you know, I write that in on the implant removal and stuff. And I'm trying. Michael Benton sent me one of the tests, and that seems to be helping some. The thing that I wish I had gotten from the outset was something that had been recommended to me. It was a Van de Graaff generator. I know that's what they used at the Pentagon when they had trouble. And I just couldn't manage it. I've gotten a little violent raging. And that does, if I can manage it, that zaps them if I'm lying in bed, if I can manage to do it. It's, you can hear them, you know, kind of popping. But I've written a few things that I've seen that have shown up and that I know space clearing has helped. But,
okay.
There's an awful lot that's still going on in here. I mean, I know the space clearing once very dramatically because my computer had gone off. That was another question. How long do they keep working if your computer crashes? Keeping everything going with this is sometimes difficult.
That I'm not sure about, because I think you would have to have the, like, the active connection. And
okay. Yeah, it says on the page that they work if your computer,
if your computer
crashes, or that the timer runs out. It doesn't seem like they really do, though, a lot of the time. Because one time it did, and suddenly I was getting white, you know, lights, brilliant lights flying through the place and going through my head, and I immediately put on the space clearing back, and that time it did stop them right away.
Somebody also suggested curses, hexes, and spells, and pure lemon essence oil on your skin.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay, I've tried different spells, not that one, but I've done the curse of Texas himself, and I'm doing everything on the all parallel, whole lifetime one, too. I ran it there, and slavery and a bunch of others. But the black goo, I hope, will help, and maybe the 112. Is it pretty stationary there now, Ron?
Right now, yeah, I can hold it for probably a couple of hours for you.
Okay, then I can get to work on it. And you think
yep.
that might do it?
Yep.
Okay.
Just
have
try.
Okay. Yeah, thanks for calling, Claire, and keep us posted.
Thank you so much. Okay.
Okay.
And anything more before I... It's not always easy getting even being on the phone. I don't know how I managed everything so far, but today it's really, really, really nasty. Okay, thanks again.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Okay. And, Ron, I also wanted to suggest the skin misting water, which you can use at any time, and you do that through Creation Lightship. I think it's on the...
I'll do a sab over that for everybody in case you're wondering what the heck it is. So it costs $1, I think, and you can get maybe
the water activation.
Yes. So I'll do a skin misting water. So
okay. Should we give people a second to get some water?
yeah. So everybody, go get a glass of water.
Okay.
And if you happen to have a misting bottle, you know, that's brand new or something, you may want to use that. But you can always splash it on your body, put it, you know, on your hands or something. Most people have. A bottle they put this in, so you don't want to, you know, take it out of some other bottle and just put water in there because it may not be good, you know. But anyway, get a glass of water, and I'll just do this sample. This will only work on this one program right now. So just give you an idea what it's about. Maybe we could talk for a minute, Elizabeth.
Yeah, we can definitely do that. And there were also a couple of more helpful suggestions from the fast chat. And one person said they use aluminum foil sheets under their bed at night, at their feet and head. It helps. And I would do whatever I could in order to sort of just experiment on myself. And I can totally relate to the caller, and just keep experimenting until you get the right combination. It really is tough sometimes, but you just have to keep pushing through. So also, we have a ton of questions, and I'm going to try to get to all of them tonight. But also, I know that the magnetic and twisted body clearing was brought up. And since we're talking about, you know, aliens abducting body parts or maybe putting body parts onto different timelines, that is a really good one to do if you're having these sort of like body issues. And what that does is that realigns the 108 magnetic and twisted bodies and gets them all into alignment. So it's a very helpful and thorough clearing. And I also wanted to add, when we were talking before about the doing the 2,000-year barcode clearing, the free sample, somebody wrote in and said, Ron said once to do the first darkness barcode for 1 hour, as that one affects us the most. So we can do that one for 1 hour and then do all the rest for 5 minutes. So great clearing, free sample. If you've done it, let us know how it helped you or affected you, or what you felt while you were doing it. All right.
Hey, so yeah, on that clearing, I don't know what it starts with. If it goes back to the 1900s and goes current, I think that's what it does.
Oh, the 2,000 year, yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, it's, so the first one is just like maybe the last 100 years, and that's probably most of your stuff is coming from, so that's why you want to do that one so much. And it is a longer time on it. And then the other ones are less, but it goes back to 2,000 years from the time of Jesus, basically, forward, and it takes away the barcode. So what happens is, because everybody here that you just came in the last, a little while ago, which normally is not the case, they don't want anybody to do the ascension, so they put barcodes on you as you start to waken up, and that was put on everybody from the last 2,000 years to current. So if it's on one of your ancestors, you got it. Naturally, unless you were a true alien and you were brought in here and you didn't have it, which is, you know, we could have some people like that listening. But if not, everybody else will have those barcodes in their genetics, and they will start to go off near the ending times, which we'll say is now. Not sounding like it's a bad thing, but ascension should be happening. It should have happened in 2008, and it didn't. It would be in February. But aside from that, we're still here. But you got those barcodes on you to numb you out. You don't want to have those on you. So that's why you do that clearing. And it's free. It takes a little bit of time, but you're going to find yourself waking up and feeling much, much better. So get your water, everybody. You want to hold it, one or two hands on it, and we'll activate that so that it will feel really nice for you. So here we go. I'll count to 10 to activate it here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And there's a few people that need a little more juice, a little more energy. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And that looks pretty good. So just put the water on you. Normally it kind of evaporates quickly when you put it on. They feel very refreshing. And it will have a different energy in it because it will have light codes in the water that would be just for you in particular. So it won't work for somebody else. It will work a little bit, maybe 10%. but it's designed for you. So it has in there what you need right now, this moment. That's the skin misting water. So just put it on your body, see how it feels. I've had people have a lot of good results, but boy, it's already 41 after. So I guess I'll turn it back over to you.
I know, Ron. This
about what people have said about the water, but I think you have some emails there.
Yeah, we have a ton of emails, and wanted to say, everybody, thank you so much for sending them, and we will try to get to them, but if we don't, they will be rolled over into the Wednesday show and also possibly the Friday, but let's just get started here. So the first one I have is, it's actually somebody asking about life force energy, and they're wondering if life force energy is the same as prana and chi. Does life force energy fill our meridians? Is there a healing for meridians? So the only thing I know about meridians is that there's
in a sense, that would probably be correct. Your life force energy is your energy from your spirit connecting into your body. That's your life force energy. Okay? If you don't have a spirit in your body, you're going to have you won't have low energy to live, but your body will start to decay and die because your spirit is what is energizing your body, bringing light into it. So that's your life force energy. As far as, we'll say, prana or chi, that's probably what people are seeing from that, okay? So it's kind of like saying, well, a light bulb would be the light. And does a light bulb put out light into a room? Well, yes, it would. So they're saying that the prana is the light in the room, but it's really, you know, from your spirit energy, sort of. So that's trying to look at it a different way here to help people. So your chi energy is created from that, and that's probably how it would look, from that. And that could be increased. You could say, I now increase my life force energy, and do that 100 times. You can move your hands if you want to feel it, but basically just say it out loud 100 times, and you're going to be really amped up. So if you're tired, just say, I now increase my life force energy. That will awaken your spirit to give you more energy into your body. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, and I don't know if there would be any healings or clearings to do for meridians. Like if you have, like I'm thinking meridians, they're a little bit different than chakras, but if you wanted to heal a specific meridian, I guess you could just, I'm trying to think of what clearing would be effective on that.
That could be, okay,
I thought of chakras, but it's a little different than chakras.
Yeah, the meridian could be blocked by blocked energy. You could have thought something, had a bad thought, we'll say, or a positive thought. Remember, your body stores this. It's like a little tape recorder. It's not going to edit it. You know, it's kind of funny how some people in the New Age movement, they'll say, like, oh, shit. No. Cancel that thought. Cancel that thought. You know, well, it's not going to cancel anything. You know, who are they talking to, you know? So once you put anything out there, it's there. It's period. It's recorded. It's in the matrix. So there's no way you're going to be able to take it back. You don't have control over that. So for a meridian, what's blocking it? You know, that's why we have the emotional clearing to help you out with that. So that's what I would say is we have the chakra clearing on the website, but I would just do I now increase my life force energy. That could help you. But as far as clearing a meridian, the emotional clearing is what caused your problem to begin with. And then you have the harmonic frequency, the harmonic clearing, odd harmonics. Odd harmonics is darkness. Even harmonics is light. So that's another way to look at it. So all different ways to look at the way the darkness works. Once you start getting a handle on it, then you can find yourself having better health and at least feeling better, and then you know that you have some hope here. Otherwise, either you're going to be kind of like in the ozone land, and, you know, like they say, as long as somebody has food and shelter, they don't care what the heck's happening in their life, because that's what they need and want, and that's all they care about. But for the people that are a little more conscious, they go, you know, I don't like being here, and neither do the aliens. You know, the aliens are controlled just like you are. So, you know, the whole thing is, as above, so below. And, you know, we could be on the below spot, but as above is dealing with the same energies that we are, and there's some other alien controlling them. I don't know if they're on the same food chain or not. You know, I don't know if aliens have a food court for aliens, you know. Anyway, that would be good. Have a free lunch, you know. Anyway, invite them all to come, and they can be on the menu. Anyway, that's you, Elizabeth.
Oh, gosh, yum. Okay, so let's see. The next question is, it's actually very interesting, and this listener wrote in and said, I used to take solace in believing that God was taking care of me and my needs.
Oh, now, yeah, they are.
Yeah, they're,
thousands
they
of
sure
them.
Are. Okay, it goes on to say, now I don't pray, and I stay in the moment. Yet sometimes when life looks bad, I want to do something to make it better. What do I do when things look bad in life? Trust it will work out? Yet who am I trusting? Please give some advice on this issue. Thanks.
Well, the first thing, if you're having a crappy day, we'll say things aren't working right. What does that mean? It means you're not in the now. Duh. You know, so get off of that timeline. So if you're on a timeline where, let's just say that you're dealing with heartache, so get on the... Go do some timeline crashes. I don't want to use the word some, because some people take me literally and they do two or three of them, okay? If you want to have results, you know, you got to do at least a couple hundred. I'd say probably 500. Some people have done in the thousands. And it's taken that many timeline crashes for one particular situation or incident to get off of that timeline, because they keep replicating you. So when you get rid of all these timelines, then life is good. Because all of your problems are on timelines. So if you find yourself dealing with a situation that looks pretty bad for you and you don't like it, okay, which means that it's taken away your free will, free choice, and you're feeling kind of grumpy or woozy or angry, then get off that timeline and, you know, get in there and do maybe 100 timeline crashes and reevaluate it and just see how you're feeling. And that's the whole process, is to get off of the timelines. Because the timelines are what they stuck you on, because you probably would normally be in peace. If we had no timelines, I'm saying it differently, if we had no parallel lives, then the aliens that are controlling us would not be controlling us, and you'd be living in one timeline, we'll say, which should be in the now. So they're just taking you off on timelines. So you want to get off of those timelines. So the timeline crashes, if you're a newbie, I think it's $20 a week or it's $60 a month, I believe. And you can do, you know, 1 month of timeline crashing, if you have a situation, can get you out of so much stuff. Just get in there and you know, run it and run it and run it and keep getting off of those timelines. You can put the default counter to 5 minutes. Some people... run it for maybe even longer, 600 minutes, so it covers their sleeping time. And they just specify to keep running the timeline, you know, until, you know, while they're sleeping for maybe whatever they're dealing with. And then all of a sudden you're off of that timeline. And then you're off of your situation that you're dealing with that you don't like. And then you can be put back into peace again. So, do you have anything to add up with that, Elizabeth?
Well, with the timelines, I mean, it really is like something you just have to keep doing and keep trying. And I think that it's such a great question, and it's a great email, because, you know, I think that the most important thing to do is to trust yourself, because you don't need to go outside of yourself for anything. And I think if you have been doing that like a lot of us have been doing that for pretty much that's how we were taught all of our lives, is that, you know, this omnipotent being is going to take care of you, and, you know, it's kind of like a very different mind shift. And I would just, you know, whenever I feel this way, when things look bad in life, just immediately do the mind heart drop. Like, just immediately get yourself into the now and trust yourself, because that's really what the kind of basis of this is all about, is that it's going within. And that's kind of what Ron is aiding us in doing, is by taking away all the stuff that prevents us from doing that. So if you really feel like you're hooked up to this God energy or this religious indoctrination that, you know, you used to believe in, by all means, like we've been talking about it, do the 2,000-year darkness free clearing and do the religious indoctrination clearing, you know, and just, you know, try to stay in the now as much as you can and stay in your heart center. That's what I would suggest, Ron.
Very good, yeah. So the whole thing is this whole show and all the shows, geez, probably over 1,000 shows, I think, you know, on archives there. Just the whole thing is about you. Nothing's outside of yourself but aliens, okay? And so you need to find yourself, get your spirit back to you. The clearings are there to get rid of your densities, your blockages, so your spirit can come back into your body. And that's the reason why you're dealing and suffering, is because you took on energies outside of yourself, maybe not even knowing it, and it happened. So that's most of the situations that's going on here. And then kind of like the other lady who called, who has situations with aliens, sometimes they don't like you. Maybe you're too strong, maybe you're too powerful, maybe you're too insightful, and you see all this stuff, and they go, uh-oh, this one got loose. They're out of our control. Now we're going to go after them, okay? And that happened. So, that's the whole thing, is to get back to your spirit energy. That's what we talk about all the time. And the clearings are there to help you. And, you know, the emotional whole lifetime clearing, you know, you do that, and, man, life is pretty good, you know. You start feeling better, you know. You don't think about stuff typically, you know. Christmas time comes, and, you know, you already had your clearing, and you can watch everybody else, you know, who all your relatives come, and they start, you know, going on and on and on and on about stuff that happened to them from you and et cetera. You just sit there and watch them. It goes right through you. You don't have to worry about it. And then if you do get that clearing, I highly recommend doing the unlimited. So if you're going to do any clearings at all on the website, do the whole lifetime emotional, and the next clearing is half price. Then do your whole lifetime mental, and then I think it's then you do probably the fear one. You know, the fear is a big one. So you do the fear clearing and get the unlimited on probably those three, so that you're able to, you know, stay, you know, in control of yourself. If you're a psychic and you get all this energy bombarding you, we'll say, or you're free to go places or you pick up stuff, then we have the empathic clearing, and then also the sensory one. And then from there, decide what you might need, you know. We have some bundles for people. If you have a health problem, we got the body jumpstart. I think that lasts for 3 months. Lots of clearings on that to do. You know, we have different bundles, prosperity bundle. That's to help you out with energies. But the whole thing is to regain who you are. So you're taking control of something outside of yourself that you connected yourself to. You know, you prayed to this God or these aliens out there. Each church has its own alien connection. And so you're praying to ask for a favor. You know, that's what you normally do when you pray, right? And so then they give you more of the same thing over again because they have you hooked up. But
yeah, it's kind of like a vicious circle, Ron.
Yeah, so the whole thing is you got to know who you are, what you are, and your spirit. You're here, you know, in a body, but want to become more conscious. You want to get into the now, to get rid of all this crap that, you know, you're dealing with. So the whole thing is to get into the now, and I'll turn it back over to you, Elizabeth. We could probably talk for about a minute, I guess.
Yeah, and I I can't believe how fast this show went, Ron. And I just wanted to say we got 3 emails from people who listened to the Saturday show, and they said that the Saturday show was really effective, peaceful. They were very surprised and happy to hear that you did a kidney clearing, as it was very relevant to our situation. Kidneys are an issue with both my daughter and I. Like the caller whose grandma died of kidney failure, my mother also died of kidney failure, so this session was perfect for a situation. Somebody else wrote that Saturday tonight was an amazing show for me. Every topic you spoke about, I was experiencing again today. The light beings truly can pick up on serious matters. Thank you again. And then another totally unrelated listener wrote in and said, "Hi, Ron, I had surgery on my right kidney this past week. Thank you for the healing. On the mend. Frequent flyer with CLS."
Oh, wonderful.
So amazing.
So for the newbies listening, the archives will work 3 times. After that, they won't work. You just hear me talking. But if you know, that's so you can get an idea what we're doing, and then you're going to probably use mind energy naturally. Does this really work? But it'll work 3 times, and then it won't after that. So, if you hear, 3 shows and I do an emotional clearing, it'll work 3 times for you, and that's it. So anyway, we have samples on there on all the shows, basically, so you can get an idea of what we're doing. And the whole thing is to become empowered by your spirit, to be in the now. And we do clearings to get the gunk out of you so your spirit can be with you. That's the whole process. So I guess I'll say thank you, Elizabeth. Our next BBS is on Wednesday, same time. No, different time. 6 o'clock.
It's a 7 Eastern,
yeah.
10 Pacific, and it's on BBS Radio Station 1. So hopefully everybody can join us for that.
Yeah.
And I'll turn it over to you, Ron.
Okay, so thank you, everybody. And we have our call tomorrow, which is Tuesday, which is energetic cordings. Normally I do that for about an hour and a half for people. So we'll see how that works out tomorrow. Maybe it'll only be an hour tomorrow. But anyway, that's what we do. And we have, weekly calls, and one tomorrow is energetic cordings. So thank you, everybody. And send in your testimonials if you have anything to help other people. And we'll see you later. Thank you. Bye. Blessings.